The building you see before you is called Beretta del Prete, or Priest's Beret, because of its peculiar shape, which resembles the traditional hat worn by Roman Catholic clergy. It is a monumental tomb of the kind best represented along the Via Appia by the tomb of Cecilia Metella and the mausoleum of Gallienus. The building is round and stands 30 meters away from the road. It has a diameter of 12.50 meters, with a slightly tapering structure topped by a hemispherical domed roof. The type of masonry, called opus listatum, features alternating courses of flint and brickwork. Thanks to this construction technique, it has been dated to the end of the 3rd and beginning of the 4th century AD. Observing the outer wall of the tomb, you will notice three semicircular niches and three buttress arches, which, together with other construction elements, are typical features of the tombs built in the late Roman imperial period, such as the mausoleum of Santa Costanza on the Via Nomentana. The entrance is about 90 centimeters wide, with threshold and posts made of Peperino stone. Originally, the building was encircled by a vaulted corridor called an ambulacrum, which had a ritual purpose similar to that of the mausoleum of Gallienus. It probably had two stories, although only the floor of the lower chamber has survived. A rectangular corridor linked the tomb to its monumental entrance on the Via Appia, but neither structure has survived. Based on the inscriptions found on the site, it is thought to have belonged to the aristocratic Roman family of the Valeri. In a document dated 950 AD, the building is mentioned as belonging to a rural estate called the Casale del Palombaro, which was probably a pigeon farm, female pigeons being called palombe. The document mentions the presence on the estate of a church dedicated to Mary, the Mother of God, which, however, is described as having been abandoned. In the past, it was thought that the mausoleum itself had been converted into a church, although it may be inferred from the text that they were two separate buildings, which is confirmed by the fact that there is no archaeological evidence of the tomb ever having served as a church. The archaeological digs carried out in the 1980s and 90s have found evidence of the building's use as a watchtower in the 12th century AD.